City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 1. Margaret S. Chin, Democratic, Working Families. Margaret S. Chin.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Council member, District 1.
Previous occupations.
Educator, community activist, nonprofit administrator.
Education.
PS 130, JHS 65, Bronx Science High, City College, New York, BS Education.
Organizational affiliations.
Alumni Association of City College of New York, New York Immigration Coalition.
Prior public experience.
Community Boards 1 and 3, New York State Democratic Committee.
What is the most important issue in Council District 1 you would address if elected?
As a community activist and the first Asian American woman elected to the City Council, I have been a strong advocate of affordable housing. I negotiated the construction of over 500 new permanently affordable housing units for low and middle income families and seniors in the LES. I also secured the preservation of hundreds of affordable housing units in the Village, Chinatown, and Tribeca. I have the proven track record of standing up for tenants' rights and advocating for repairs in a community where market rents are ever increasing.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a founding member of the Council's Progressive Caucus, I have supported paid sick days and the Community Safety Act. I have sponsored legislation to strengthen small businesses, improve indoor air quality, and enhance government transparency. I'll continue to fight to slow down the NYCHA infill plan until residents are able to have greater input. I'll continue to push for baselining of after-school, childcare programs, and senior services, and I'll fight for more school seats until overcrowding has been addressed.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I've advocated for over 30 years on quality of life issues, expansion of voter access, civil rights, and affordable housing. My passion for standing up for our community comes from living in our district for 50 years. My family stayed in the community after 9/11, and I helped fight for a 9/11 health program in the years following. I have fought hard for my district, for the set aside of space for two new schools and development of two locally sourced food markets and new community facilities.
Participating in the campaign finance program.